Blackstone Audio presents The Sheriffs of Savage Wells, A Proper Romance by Sarah M. Eden. This book is read by Kirsten Potter. 2. Sleep. Our relationship suffered in the writing of this book, and I'd like to make amends as soon as I finish writing the next one. Chapter 1. Wyoming Territory, 1875. Sheriff Cade O'Brien was heartily sick of shooting people. Time and again he'd rounded up a band of outlaws and the imbeciles had refused to come peaceably. Why was the criminal element so blasted stupid? It wasn't as though his reputation hadn't preceded him. He had a revolver named after him, for land's sakes. He'd spent the past 10 years putting holes in the potato-brained lawbreakers of the West, and reckoned he'd earned a rest. So when a telegram had been sent out across several western territories announcing that the tiny town of Savage Wells was looking to hire a sheriff at an impressive wage, Cade gathered up his meager belongings, his equally meager savings, and his overused gun, and headed out. The telegram had instructed all interested candidates to report to the jailhouse at a particular time on a particular day. Cade arrived a little ahead of the appointed hour, wanting to take in the lay of the land. He wasn't worried about being beat out for the job. Rather, he wanted time to decide if the job was for him. He arrived in Savage Wells on a cloudless September afternoon, expecting to see a tiny town. But buildings lined either side of an L-shaped street, with fields sprawled out in all